1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Monday, June 19th. We've got Deb Hotchkiss on the line with Partners in Employment with some special events happening. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great, Deb. We've got some very special events happening this week, Deb.
We do. We are focusing on the labor force shortage that we have here in the Stratford area. Well, likely all over Canada. And we're really going to focus on those people that are not in the workforce but are part of our community. And those are people that are living in receipt of the Ontario Disability Support Program. So those are people that are living in a really low income and haven't really been welcomed into the workforce in the past. But we need them in the workforce now. So we'll have Lori come in to talk with individuals today and tomorrow to service providers and employers to help us build that bridge to help those people get into the workforce.
Sounds good. And I understand Lori is on the line. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Lori, how are you? Good morning.
I'm great, thank you.
Lori, it's access to the hidden labor workforce. Deb has kind of set the stage there. What would you like to focus on? This is happening tomorrow on Tuesday, June 20th, lunch hour get-together. What will you be focusing on specifically?
Well, for me, I myself use a wheelchair, and I was a teacher many years ago now, but I also experienced life not being able to work the way that I thought I was always going to spend my career, and I spent some time at home, and it was a little bit nerve-wracking, you know, maneuvering those financial supports with the government and then trying to re-enter the workforce and finding my place again, because I really do believe that the experience that people have going through a health issue or a health crisis or something like that can really affect lots of parts of our lives, including the desire to go back to work and putting ourselves back into the position where we're vulnerable. We're not sure. Do we have what it takes doing it again, given some of our limitations? And I believe the big part of that is really our mindset. So if you're asking, what am I focusing in on? I would say, you know, really asking people to take a look at what part of their thinking is contributing to their anxiety or apprehension about going back into the workplace.
Sounds fascinating. It's access to the hidden labor workforce. This is with Partners in Employment. Special guest speaker is Lori Brandt, and that is happening tomorrow from noon till 1, and it's at the Best Western plus the Arden Park Hotel, so a great location for this. Buffet lunch provided, so you are not going to want to miss it. You can RSVP d.hotchkiss at partnersinemployment.on.ca, and of course, they're on Facebook as well, but RSVP, not too late, d.hotchkiss at partnersinemployment.on.ca. And Lori, it looks like you have a very busy week. There's a get-together with you tonight at the local, is that right?
Yes, it is. So tonight at the local, Jamie, is the usually Monday night dinner, and Lori will be there to chat with the people that normally come to that dinner and to any extra guests that would like to come after the dinner and chat with her.
Oh, my gosh, what a big week. Again, so great to have Lori Brandt as a part of Partners in Employment. Again, we're chatting about access to the hidden labor workforce. And Lori, just before we let you go, any other thoughts? And in terms of, you kind of touched on it, the need for flexibility, both especially with employers and with employees. Is that fair to say that we have a need for increased flexibility?
Flexibility in our thinking. I think that we have kind of rigid expectations and assumptions about what people are capable of without really allowing them to express what they can do and explain what their skill sets are. So I think there's both sides, from the employment side, but also from individuals with disabilities, because we're often told that we're disabled, and you start using that kind of vocabulary, you start to live the vocabulary. So again, it's like our thoughts, it's our vocabulary, it's how we're moving through the world can really determine what's reflected back to us. So if we have a positive mindset, then we often will also experience a positive everyday life.
I think it says it right there. Partners in Employment, again, access to the hidden labor workforce. That get-together is happening Tuesday, tomorrow. Deb Hotchkiss, Deb, you're on the line. Any final thoughts or anything we haven't touched on?
I just need people to know, Jamie, that we have a significant labor force shortage
a real problem in this community, and we need everyone possible that can be in the workforce, even if you can't work full-time, if you can work part-time or a few hours a week to help local employers get ourselves out of this, we would so much appreciate you coming out.
All right. Partners in Employment, access to the hidden labor workforce is happening on Tuesday for your lunchtime. It's not too late to be a part of this. And Deb, they can simply RSVP. Is that the best way?
Yes, RSVP, or you can just show up at the local tonight.
All right. There you go. That's all happening again with Partners in Employment. Deb Hodgkiss and Lori Brandt, thanks for all the details.
Thanks, Jamie. Have a great day.
Have a great day, Jamie. Thank you.